Good afternoon, everyone, all our GRN listeners across the South and Central Texas listening area. This is your live, this is your local program. This is In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, your general manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network South and Central Texas listening area. Of course, you can hear this program every Monday at noon right here on your local GRN station, online at grnonline.com, or, of course, on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app. You can also join us on Facebook, our Facebook page, which I encourage. It's we're located at GRN South and Central TX. Go in, hit that like, and follow us so that you can keep up with everything that's going on at the Guadalupe Radio Network, where we're going to be for car raffle, what we're doing, and just basic information about the Guadalupe Radio Network. And I want to thank everyone who is tuning in, of course, in Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, beautiful Uvalde, and of course, right here in good old San Antonio. We're grateful that you have decided to spend this hour joining us and getting caught up on, of course, all things Catholic here in South and Central Texas. And as you know, on this program, we try to bring you a variety of informative discussions, highlighting different people, ministries, and events that are going on in the Archdiocese of San Antonio and parts of the Diocese of Austin. On today's program, it is going to be an exciting program because I've got our very own Dr. Ray Lopez is in the studio. He is our Director of Technology and Giving. And of course, we're going to be talking to Dr. Ray about everything concerning the GRN Academy, which he's going to fill us in on what he's doing, how that's looking, and what kind of progress they have made. They do have a upcoming semester coming up, so want to talk in great detail about that. And I'm glad that Dr. Ray has joined us here in the studio. So he is our very own Dr. Ray, for part of the Guadalupe Radio Network, not related to Dr. Ray Garendi. No. But he is our own very own Dr. Ray Lopez. Ray, welcome to the program, and we'll get our conversation started in a little bit. But we're also going to talk about Car Raffle.
That's
not
right.
Just GRN Academy, Car Raffle, and of course, the ever-so-popular pilgrimage cruise that's coming up. That's going to be exciting. We'll talk about that. And then in the second half, I've got Cindy Cerna, Executive Director for the San Antonio Coalition for Life. That's going to be a great discussion. As you know, one of our pillars is protecting the sanctity of life. So whenever I get a pro-lifer in the studio, I love it.
Amen.
Because we are doing the Lord's work in protecting the unborn. And we're going to talk about San Antonio Coalition for Life. And they've got their 2026 40 Days for Life campaign that's coming up. Actually, it probably is going to kick off here pretty soon. And with that said, I want to say Happy New Year to everybody and Merry Christmas. We're still celebrating
That's
the birth
right.
of Jesus.
That's right.
And, you know, we had the Epiphany this past weekend out at the Masses. So I'll talk about that. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. I love it. I'm so excited today. So I'm looking forward to our conversations. But as you know, before we begin those conversations, we always start in prayer. And that's the way we should do all things. And here at the Guadalupe Radio Network, we try to start everything we do in prayer. And I ask that you pray for Archbishop Gustavo, Bishop Gary Yannick, and Bishop, excuse me, my throat just went out.
Arturo
Cepeda. Yes, pray for them. Pray for our priests, our deacons, our seminarians, our sisters, our nuns out there. Want to make sure that all the religious we pray for, and of course pray for our country, and pray for our world. Right, there's so many world things going on right now that we're always in need of prayer, and I think it's so adequate that we do start in prayer,
especially our troops overseas right now.
yes, especially for our troops. So I'm going to just kind of go from the hip on here because I think my prayer went somewhere, but let's start in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the blessings that you bestow upon the Guadalupe Radio Network and our listeners. We ask that you continue to bless our listeners, bless everyone that is part of the Guadalupe Radio Network, and bless everything that we do each and every day. Send the archangels down to protect us, especially St. Michael, St. Gabriel, St. Raphael. We also want to ask you, Lord Jesus, that you pour your precious blood upon us and bless us and protect us. Protect our families, protect our children, and be ever so with us every single minute, second of the day. And we ask, Lord, that everyone that is going through, you know, this new year and maybe going through something, that you alleviate that pain, you alleviate that suffering. We pray for the sick and all those who are ill right now, terminally ill. We pray for those and for the repose of the souls of everyone that we lost in 2025 and up to today. And we pray for the souls of purgatory as well. And with that, I want to start with an Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And just like that, we are off and running within His vineyard. Again, thank you everyone out there who is tuning in. We appreciate your support. And talk about support. Car raffle just kicked off. We had a soft launch last December 15th, which, you know, we encourage everybody to, you know, buy your tickets early. And we did have some takers. And, well, I tell you what, some of them wanted to be the first ticket purchase, and they were using them as stocking stuffers. Better to do that with a raffle ticket for a 2026 Mercedes-Benz GLB 250 than a scratch-off ticket or something like that.
Your odds are a lot better with our raffle tickets.
A lot better. And so we did have a few purchases before Christmas, and you can always purchase your ticket online at grnonline.com. And as I'm out at
/raffle,
that's right, grnonline.com/raffle, or you could text the word raffle, RAFFLE, to 345-345, and or you can come into the studio. We got plenty of tickets here, so we have officially kicked off. And this past weekend, I was at St. Anthony Mary Claret, and boy, is that a beautiful, beautiful parish. The parishioners there are beautiful. Father Jan Klock is the pastor there, who is incredible. Opened his doors up for us the entire weekend. And I got to do something. I went to the first Saturday Mass, which was so beautiful. And, of course, they don't have announcements at the end, but it gave me a chance to get there at, you know, 6:30 a.m., set up my tables for the GRN car raffle for the weekend. But attending that first Saturday Mass, prayed a full rosary at the very end. Father Jan Klock led that. And sold a couple of tickets that morning, but came back for the vigil Mass on Saturday. And if you've never been out to St. Anthony Mary Claret, it is a huge parish, and it is beautiful. It overlooks the hill country, and it's out there in Alamo Ranch off of Roft Road. And I know it's congested, it's packed out there, and they have so many parishioners. Each Mass was probably 400 to 600, and what a joy to see that and to talk to parishioners that, you know, want to talk all about St. Anthony Mary Claret, whether they're in Acts or Knights or any ministries that they have going on there. There's always so much action there. So I want to thank everyone who purchased a ticket or tickets to support Catholic Radio. It was a blessing. And just to let you know, the pricing is one for $25 or five for $100. So when you purchase at that $100 rate, you get that extra ticket free, which is awesome. And don't forget, we also have the Pay It Forward ticket. And we're going to go over all that in just a bit. But that Pay It Forward ticket is beautiful. We had a winner 2 years ago that won on a Pay It Forward ticket.
Nice.
Gutierrez family out in Moore, Texas. So where I'm going to be this weekend is Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church. That is this weekend, located on 600 Oblate Drive. Thank you, Father Johnson Lay, for welcoming us there. We're going to have a couple of tables there. We'll be starting with the Vigil Mass at 5:30 on Saturday, and of course, all Masses on Sunday, which are 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 12:15, I believe there's a Spanish Mass at 3, and then 8 p.m. I think this is the latest Mass in San Antonio.
I think it is. I used to think it was Prince of Peace at the 7 p.m., but I think that is the latest Mass in San Antonio.
I want to say...
the last chance Mass.
We're going to have to look into that, because yeah. I think this is the last chance. It's called the Sinner's Mass, right?
The Sinner's Mass.
But I believe it is the latest Mass. So if you want to come out and buy your physical ticket and go to a parish that is just beautiful as well. Blessed Sacrament. Deacon Paul Cardenas is out there. I'm looking forward to seeing him. And I want to thank Marty Cocatalo for setting this up. So I think the following weekend we're going to be at St. Joseph Honey Creek.
Oh, another beautiful parish.
Another beautiful parish. And we're trying to line up more parish. If you'd like us to come out to your parish, call me. 210-865-0043.
And come on out. Whenever we are at a parish, come on out and visit us, because it's a lot of work to go out there and set everything up, because we stay the whole day. But one thing that's great about being at a parish is meeting listeners and talking to them about how much they enjoy the GRN. So if you write these down, make it a point to try to come on out and visit with us and say hi and purchase some car raffle tickets.
Absolutely. That's the best part, is talking to all the parishioners out there, all the GRN listeners. So we might as well continue with this. We're raffling off, Ray, a 2026 Mercedes-Benz GLB 250. And I always say this, the GLB stands for Good Looking Benz.
Ooh.
And it's in midnight black exterior, the paint on it, midnight black.
Das ist gut, ja.
That is very good. And the interior is macchiato beige.
Ooh, beautiful.
And if you want to take a look at it, grnonline.com/raffle. Go take a look at it. But as I was mentioning, the price per ticket is $25 each, okay? That goes for a regular ticket or a pay-it-forward ticket. And I'll talk about pay-forward in just a bit. Or you could buy 5 for 100. You could buy 10 for 200 and get 2 free tickets. But that 5 for 100 gets you that extra ticket free. And we had so many takers on the 5 for the 100 because they want that extra ticket. But in regards to pay-it-forward, if you buy this ticket, you could buy this ticket and pay-it-forward for someone in your family. It could be your priest, your deacon, a seminarian, a first responder. It could be somebody who's in need of a car. And I mentioned 2 years ago, we had the winner in Moore, Texas. And the Gutierrez family, I just talked to them. They bought a ticket on the initial soft launch on the 15th.
Oh, okay.
They called me and said, Gordy, we want to be the first ones to buy tickets.
So they got in early.
They got in early. And they bought their 5 for 100. I wanted to make sure they were in the drawing, and they said it's more to support Guadalupe Radio Network, because we don't need another Mercedes. We want somebody else to win that Mercedes. But we want to support Guadalupe Radio, and this is how you support us, because getting through the first quarter of the year, January, February, March, it's tough, and so this helps us to, I guess, weather those hard months coming in right after Christmas, and we just had the Christmas Share-a-thon. And so this helps us to get through the first quarter of the year. And of course, expenses, man, they're out there. So,
exactly.
And we're self-funded. We're funded by you, the listeners.
Our only source of funding is the Share-a-thons and this car raffle. I mean, that's it.
And Fisher's a Man.
Fisher's a Man. Exactly. Yeah, that's it.
So yeah, when it comes to car raffle, we get excited over here at the GRN. It's 7 weeks, because the drawing is February 20th. And so on February 20th, you're going to want to tune in, especially if you bought a ticket, because at 8 a.m., our president, Sammy Rodriguez Jr., will be churning the box with the officials there in Midland, Texas, where it all started. And they're going to draw that one ticket. And I tell you what, I've had the pleasure of calling a winner 2 years ago, and it is exciting. Matter of fact, when I called him, Ray, I said, Gutierrez fam, you just won the car. What? I can't believe it. They were so excited.
That's awesome.
And the first question they asked is, where's the car? And I said, it's at Mercedes-Benz of Dallas.
Yep.
And they're going to ship it to you. You're going to get the car in about 2 to 3 days. They said, oh no, can we pick it up? We're going to get in our car and drive up there and pick it up. Lo and behold, I said, when you do, take pictures. Hey, they took a picture. I think theirs was white.
Yeah.
A white Mercedes.
Right. That's right. It was white. Yep.
And they had a big red bow on it, and they took pictures. Of course, it was three of them that went. I think their son went with them, and the couple drove the car back.
Caravan back with their with their new Mercedes-Benz.
Brand new Mercedes. And they still have it today. Yep. And, you know, I know we've had other winters in South and Central Texas, you know, like 4 or 5 years ago that they still have the car.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you take care of those Mercedes-Benz cars, they last a long time. You just got to take care of them. You got to take care of them and make sure you get their maintenance done. But boy, they're built like tanks. They really are.
They really are. It's a solid car. So we want to encourage everyone. And, you know, I'm also going to be going out to different businesses, starting with, I believe it's Zito's. Brad Zito always welcomes us to his sandwich shop, and those are the best sandwiches. You got to go to Zito's and try it out.
Those are great.
And so I'll be doing a live remote, I think a couple of them out there. And last year I did the same thing, and I had about 10 to 12 people come in off the street because they're at Babcock and 410. And they came in and said, Gordy, we heard you on the radio. We were right here at the medical center and decided to come in and buy 5 for $100. I think somebody bought 10 for 200 that day.
Nice.
So it was a blessing and a half. And we're going to do the same thing at Axe Missions. They're going to open up their bookstore to us so that we could do a live feed at their Axe Missions global headquarters. And Deb Alanis, executive director, always welcomes us to go over there and you know, do our live feed and break into programming for an hour. And there is a number that we'll be giving out to call. But look forward to doing that and many other things. We're also going to do here in the studio. I mean, we have access to all this equipment. We can go out to, you know, all five of our stations. So we'll be breaking into programming every once in a while to sell tickets out of the office. And so we'll give you a number. Kimberly's going to be on standby. Dr. Ray's going to be on standby. Sean, Mario. And I tell you, that's fun because you hear the phones ringing, Ray, and it just gets your blood going.
I just like talking to our listeners. I really do. I mean, you get the variety of folks that you talk to and just to hear their stories and how much they love learning about their faith through GRN. I mean, that's the best part of this job.
And you know what? If you're out there right now and you're not driving, you could text the word raffle to 345-345. That's the easiest way. Now, as I was at St. Anthony Mary Claret, we had a lot of people saying, how can we do this on our phone? Well, text the word raffle to 345-345. That's raffle 345-345. It'll walk you through the steps. You're the technology guy.
Yep, that's right.
It takes
you'll go right to the form that you fill out to purchase the tickets, and then you'll get it'll then send you to a secure form to get your payment information, and boom, you're in.
It's as easy as that. Yep. Or the other simple way, if you're at your work and you're on your computer and the boss isn't around, you go into grnonline.com/raffle. You could also buy your ticket there. So there's so many ways to purchase, and we're so excited because it's helped. You know, a lot of people don't want to, you know, do things in person. They want to do it online. Yeah. They want to do it on their text. So that's the easiest way. Now, I don't want to run out of time, right? Because I got to talk about, we're going to talk about GRN Academy here in a bit, but I got to mention this, the GRN Sin River Cruise Pilgrimage. Is coming up April 22nd through the 30th with an optional 3-day extension to Lourdes. You want to secure your group airfare rates and sign up before January 22nd.
They're getting full. Yeah.
It's 80 people are going to be 80 Catholics.
Yep.
It's going to be a Sin River cruise for Catholics.
That's right.
And so there's 80 spots. I think the top half is sold out, but man, you want to get in there before January 22nd. You can visit grnonline.com/cruise.
And I think January 22nd is the cutoff date for getting discount prices on flights, I believe.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to sign up before January 22nd so you can get that discount on the flights to get out there.
You want to act now because imagine cruising through the heart of France. Oh, my gosh. Not just for sightseeing, but for a journey of faith, history, and beauty. And like I said, it's going to be filled with Catholics. They're going to have adoration. Father Sam Medley's going to be there.
I mean, cruising the Seine River through Europe and then hitting Paris. I mean, that's a beautiful, beautiful part of the world.
Debbie Georgianis, Father Sam Medley, Dave Palmer, Sean Rice, and of course our foundress, Toya Hall.
Toya Hall will be there.
Awesome.
Yep, that's
She's
right.
going to be there.
And it's going to be fun. It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a great way to build your faith and to connect with fellow Catholics.
Yeah.
What could be better?
It doesn't get better than that because, you know what? Here's some spiritual highlights that I want to point out. They're going to have a mass at the Chapel of the Miraculous Medal in Paris. I'm wearing the Miraculous Medal right now.
The actual chapel of the Miraculous Medal.
It's where the Virgin Mary appeared to St. Catherine Laboureil.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I mean, that right there is worth any ticket.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Then they're going to go to the veneration of St. Catherine's incorrupt body. That's another highlight. Wow. The veneration of St. Catherine Laboureil's incorrupt body, a rare and powerful moment of grace. And then they're going to visit to St. Lisieux, the home of St. Thérèse of Lisieux. Wow. Oh, my goodness. The little flower, which we have her basilica right here.
Right here in San Antonio.
Zorza Moore and Calabria.
Yep.
And they're going to have also time for prayer and reflection. So you want to make sure to book by January 22nd. And make sure you are in there, because this is going to be a beautiful, beautiful cruise. As far as art and beauty, they're going to visit Claude Monet's house and gardens.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I didn't know that part. That's cool.
They're going to visit in Paris the Basilica of the Sacred Heart and the renovated Notre Dame Cathedral.
Oh, now that's worth it. The renovated cathedral. It is beautiful. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And again, you're going to travel with fellow Catholics where daily mass, spiritual talks, and moments of reflection are going to take place. And, you know, right now, closing call to action is what I'm calling it. Whether you're seeking spiritual renewal, historical insight, or artistic inspiration, this pilgrimage offers it all. Join us on the Seine River cruise and let your faith journey flow. Amen. For a lot of people, this is going to be, it could be where their faith journey begins.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, there's going to be a lot of veteran Catholics on this cruise, but you never know. The Lord could be asking a young person out there.
That's right.
Or a couple that has never been on a pilgrimage. Right.
This isn't just for Catholics. I mean, it's for people that have an interest in the Catholic faith and want to learn more about it. But yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to just come and learn more about the Catholic faith, please join us on the Seine River cruise.
And it's easy. I'm going to give the place to get everything going. It's grnonline.com/cruise.
That's it.
All right. So lastly, I meant to save this for last because Dr. Ray, you're busy today. You're going to bounce from this program to Dave Palmer's up in Dallas.
Yeah.
So each GM in Dallas and Houston, I have a program. Dave Palmer has a program going on right now. So does Wyatt Goolsby in Houston. And so you're going to be talking about GRN Academy with Dave Palmer. Let's give everybody, we got about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
5 minutes. Go ahead and take
absolutely. So GRN Academy is part of our mission at GRN, right? So our mission is to educate people about the Catholic faith, to help you grow in your faith. And one of the things we came up with is, hey, you know what? We've got a lot of brains here at GRN. Let's put some classes together. Let's put some classes together and teach people about different aspects of the faith. And that's what we're doing. So right now, we are doing each session that we have is 7 weeks long. And each class that you sign up for is for 1 hour per week. So it's not really hard, right? It's you meet 1 hour a week for 7 weeks in your class, and that's it. And there's a few writing assignments and some reading to do. But for the most part, the purpose of these classes is to make it super easy, super fun to learn more about your class or more about your faith. Now, one of the classes that we're going to be offering starting in January of this month. Is it this month starting in January? This month starting January 19th. One of the first classes we're going to be offering is Dave Palmer's class. He's going to be teaching a course called The Dignity of the Human Person Made to God's Image. And basically, he's going to talk about St. Thomas Aquinas and his treatise on human nature from the Summa Theologica. Ooh. Why is that important? The reason that's important is because a lot of our understanding about human dignity that we have in the Catholic Church comes from this writing.
Right.
So you really want to, you know, if you really want to go deep in your faith, understand why Catholics believe what we believe, this is a course for you. So that course is going to start meeting on Monday, January 19th at 7:00 in the evening. And like I said, it's going to go for 7 weeks starting on Monday, January 19th, and it'll end on Monday, March the 2nd. The other class is, oh man, this is the most popular class right now that we have.
Tell me.
Julie Carrick, the amazing, beautiful Julie Carrick.
We sing our faith.
We sing our faith. She's not, she's doing a class called We Share Our Story.
Ooh.
And basically what she's going to do is go with you step by step to explore your personal journey of faith through simple writing assignments.
Love it.
And she's going to help you to grow closer in your faith to the Catholic faith and help you grow closer to Jesus himself.
Right.
So you're going to learn how to sort of like write out at different aspects of your faith and then review them and whatnot. One thing I do want to mention is all these classes, Dave's class and Julie's class, these are live classes.
That's right. You meet on
Zoom and it meets for 1 hour live. So these instructors are going to be there for you to answer your questions and to talk to you, right?
Yeah.
The next class that I want to bring up is our big star class, right? This is being taught by Dr. Carlo Broussard, right?
Ooh, I love Carlo Broussard.
Mr. Catholic Answers Live himself, Carlo Broussard. He's going to be teaching a class for the GRN Academy. It's called Meeting the Protestant Challenge. And boy, I tell you what, this is something that all of us needs because, you know, you've heard like, oh, you guys worship statues. Where's that in the Bible? You worship Mary.
You shouldn't be
calling a priest father because blah, blah, blah. And they always point to Bible verses that supposedly support their thing. Well, Carlo is going to walk you through the most prevalent challenges that we get from Protestants. And he's going to walk you through that and help you to answer those questions. And then finally, I'm going to be teaching a class, The Unmoved Mover, Aristotle's Glimpse of God.
Nice.
Yep. So basically, St. Thomas Aquinas' metaphysics, which is basically the nature of reality, is based on Aristotle. Yeah. So I'm going to take you through a fun, easy introduction to Aristotle's metaphysics.
How much is the course and how do they register?
Each class costs $149 with one-time registration fee of $25. So you get 7 weeks for $149, which is a great deal. They're live classes. Go to grnonline.com/academy and you can read the descriptions of all these classes and then click on the button to register.
It's that easy. And Dr. Ray is going to be on another call talking about this in Dallas. Thank you, Dr. Ray, for coming in. We got about...
It was a pleasure, Gordy.
5 seconds, but I want to thank you for covering all that and being a part of the Guadalupe Radio Network as our Director of Technology and Giving. And you're always welcome on the program, as always.
And it's always fun to be on with you, Gordo.
All right, everybody. Well, before we go to break, I want to remind everybody about Car Raffle is in season. And to get your ticket, simply text the word raffle to 345-345, or you can always go online at grnonline.com or come see us this weekend at Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church, okay, over at 600 Oblate Drive. We're going to take a short break. And then we're going to come back with Cindy Cerna from San Antonio Coalition for Life. We'll be right back.
Are you a Catholic physician, healthcare professional, or medical student? The Catholic Medical Association helps doctors and healthcare professionals grow in faith, maintain ethical integrity, and provide excellent healthcare in accordance with the teachings of the Church. The CMA offers professional, spiritual, and moral support through local chapters and annual national conferences featuring world-class speakers and CME credits. For more information, go to cathmed.org.
Please join us in a prayer to our guardian angel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. O Holy Guardian Angel, take care of our soul and body. Enlighten our mind that we may know the Lord better and love Him with all our heart. Help us in our prayers so that we may not give in to distractions. Assist us with your advice so that we may see the good and carry it out with generosity. Defend us from the insidious snares of the enemy and sustain us in temptations that we may always be victorious. Remedy our coldness in our worship of the Lord. Cease not to protect us until you have brought us into paradise where we will praise our good God together for all eternity. Amen.
Looking for a chance to start the new year right by paying it forward? Now's your chance, because the GRN is raffling off a 2026 Mercedes-Benz GLB 250 in night black. Come Friday, February 20th, either you or someone you know will be driving away in style, all while supporting and listening to Catholic Radio on the GRN. To purchase tickets for this evangelistic opportunity, go to grnonline.com/raffle. $25 for one ticket or $100 for five.
And welcome back, everyone. So glad that you are joining us in this hour, talking about everything Catholic. As you know, Guadalupe Radio is all Catholic all the time. And once you set it, you'll never regret it. Set it on that on your radio so you can hear us at all times, or go into grnonline.com, and you could always listen there. You could be in Japan and go into the internet, grnonline.com, pick San Antonio, and you could hear this, or Uvalde, or Fredericksburg, or Kerrville, or Marble Falls, and you can hear each station online. It's that easy. We try to give you many options so that you can tune in. If you're in your car and it's got Wi-Fi and you're all set up, just set it up to grnonline.com and pick your station, and you can listen to us right there or at your office as well. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We are very, very, very happy that you share in this hour in getting caught up in all things Catholic. And I want to encourage everybody to go to Facebook and join our Facebook page. South and Central TX is our Facebook page. Click that like button, follow us, because that's where I post everything about guests on the show, anything going on with parishes. And if you've got a retreat coming up, whether it's an Acts retreat or any other type of retreat you have coming up, our job here at Guadalupe Radio Network is to support parishes. That's what we do. And organizations like the one we're going to talk about here with Cindy Cerna in just a bit, the San Antonio Coalition of Life. And we're going to talk about her 40 Days of Life campaign. But just want to recap, you know, the first half of the hour, Dr. Ray, I always want to say Dr. Ray Garendi, but it's Dr. Ray Lopez, our Director of Technology and Giving, joined us, and he shared a lot of information about GRN Academy. If you can, go in, sign up. It's going to be well worth your time, and you'll get to meet people like Dave Palmer and you know, Ray Lopez. I mean, you'll get to meet them. It's a live online course. And we also talked about the Sin River Cruise. You have up until January 22nd to sign up for that Sin River Cruise, that pilgrimage that's going to be so beautiful. You can go to grnonline.com/cruise, and you could make your arrangements, because it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful pilgrimage that you're going to want to be a part of. And also want to just reiterate that this weekend I will be at Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church. In case you're just joining in at the bottom of the hour here, I always like to recap, but Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church this weekend, located at 600 Oblate Drive. And I want to thank Father Johnson Lay out there. He always supports us, like Father Chris Munoz, who's now at St. Joseph Honey Creek. We're going to be out there the following week. So thank you, Father Johnson Lay. Thank you, Father Chris Munoz. We appreciate all your support of the Guadalupe Radio Network, as well as Father Jan Klock over at St. Anthony Mary Claret. But again, join us. We'll be out there selling tickets for the Vigil Mass at 5:30 and all Sunday Masses starting at 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 12:15 p.m., and 8 p.m. And Ray and I were talking about it. I think that's the latest Mass you can attend in San Antonio, but I don't know. Cindy, do you know that for a fact? Or
yes, I think they do have an 8 o'clock Mass.
They do. Well, yes. With that said, let's turn to our segment, Cindy. I want to welcome Cindy Cerna to the program. She is the Executive Director for the San Antonio Coalition for Life. Welcome, Cindy.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yes, Happy New Year. I'm glad you, you know, you called me and said, Gordy, we have, you know, our 40 Days for Life campaign, and we got to talk about it. We got to tell people about it. We got to talk about the kickoff at St. Matthew's and the Madonna Center. I mean, there's so much going on with San Antonio Coalition for Life, that, and we're going to talk about it here in the next 20 minutes.
Yes.
But let's start with Cindy Serna, your journey, and tell our listeners a little bit about what San Antonio Coalition for Life is about.
Sure. Thank you, Cordy. Well, basically, San Antonio Coalition for Life came to be in 2007, and it came to be because Amy Voorhees wanted to sponsor a 40 Days for Life campaign here in San Antonio. And as you know, our main mission is to have well-attended 40 Days for Life campaigns to help people understand the need for prayer and fasting and for community outreach. And this is the part that y'all play with us in community outreach,
right,
getting the word out. Because abortion isn't legal in Texas, it's still happening in Texas.
It's still going on.
Yes. So
the battle is still there.
Exactly. And so our 40 Days for Life campaigns are prayer vigils that are held from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And we pray Monday through Saturday. This year's is coming up. The spring campaign is coming up February 18th to the 29th.
Wow, that's coming up fast.
Yes, Ash Wednesday. It's the Lenten spring vigil.
Right.
And so our mission statement at San Antonio Coalition for Life is working for God to end abortion through the power of prayer.
I love that mission statement.
Yes.
When you sent that to me, I was like, isn't that just, it just hits it right on the head.
Yes.
It's working
for God. The power of prayer.
Yeah.
And we all need to be praying for the end of abortion throughout our world and in our community, because it is happening.
Yeah.
Some of the other pro-life events that are coming up that San Antonio Coalition for Life is involved in is the sidewalk advocacy training. We're going to be holding that.
That's your kickoff, right?
Well, no. Sidewalk advocacy training is where we can train.
Oh, that's a training.
Individuals, yeah, that want to become prayer sidewalk advocates, and right, we encourage them to get trained up before the campaign, so that during the campaign they can be out there with the prayer warriors. And right, they're ministering to the women and men going into the Planned Parenthood. So we have a six-hour training session at St. Matthew McDonald Family Center, mm-hmm, from 9 to 3. There is a $20 fee that you can pay at the door. And if you want more information about any of these events that I'm going to be talking about, you can go to cindy@sacfl.org. Or you can call me.
And that's Cindy, C-I-N-D-I.
Yes, C-I-N-D-I. Two I's. And or you can call me at 210-410-9424. And the information is also going to be on our 40 Days for Life website. So you can go sign up there or find out more information or get my contact information at 40 Days. That's 40daysforlife.com/San Antonio.
And that is so easy. Yeah. But what I want to point out too is that this all officially kicks off February 14th, right? And
February that rally. February 14th is the kickoff rally, yes. And it's going to be on Valentine's Day.
I know Bishop Gary usually goes.
Yes. I don't know if he's going to be there. It's Valentine's Day, and so I'm not sure. But we'll have a lot of, hopefully, a lot of new folks that are getting introduced to the 40 Days for Life campaign from the training and from just announcing 40 Days for Life. I mean, January is a big pro-life month because we remember Roe v. Wade, and we recognize that, and we are blessed to be living post-Roe. So it's a good time to get into the pro-life mission.
I'm glad you mentioned that about January, because I'm bringing up my calendar, because I'm going to be at the San Antonio March for Life. I'm doing a live remote out there. That's going to be on the 17th.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the same day. So some people might feel called to do some training, and some people maybe feel called to go to the San Antonio March for Life.
Right. But then the next weekend on the 24th, you're going to be there at the Texas State Capitol.
Right.
And I do a live remote from the steps of the Texas, and that's through the Texas Alliance for Life
That's awesome.
Organization.
And San Antonio Coalition for Life is supporting that by chartering a bus this year. So we're going to be chartering a bus with a couple of other churches, and we're going to have seats available. There's 55 seats available to head up to the Texas Rally for Life, March for Life.
You ought to be able to fill that bus up.
Yes, we should have more buses from San Antonio.
We should have more.
And I mean, we have other churches that do have buses, but we're hoping to start a rally, so to speak, of buses getting out there.
Yeah, because when I'm out there, I've been out there the past 2 years, I get a lot of people from San Antonio that come up to the table because we have our Guadalupe Radio Network.
Yes.
And you know, they're like, oh, I'm from St. Matthew, or I'm from, you know, Our Lady of Guadalupe, hello to us, you know.
Yes.
And so we get to talk to a lot of people out there. And if you've never been out there, when you're walking up to the state capitol, that main street that goes up there,
yes,
it's a sea. Of Congress Avenue. It's a sea of people.
Yes.
And to see that and witness it from the steps looking down, oh my goodness sake. And I'll tell you what, you want to talk security? Our Texas DPS officers are everywhere.
Yes. Yes.
Dog sniffers. They are out there in full force because they ain't messing around.
Yep.
This is Texas.
We're safe. We're under the protection of the blood of Jesus, but we also have the Texas, you know, state troopers and all.
Yeah, and they're at every corner where the marchers are marching. They're at every corner making sure that there's no funny business going on.
Yes.
And I love that. I feel so safe going to that. So, yeah, you're going to come up and talk to us on the steps as well.
I will definitely do that. I will have my Silent No More sign that says I regret my abortion and all the other folks coming from San Antonio. So that'd be awesome.
You know, let's talk about, you know, your sidewalk training. Well, not just the training, but the, you know, when a person joins your group to go out there and advocate for the unborn and they're on the sidewalk, what should they expect?
Well, basically, a lot of people that come to the sidewalk are already good-hearted people that are standing for life, for standing for the unborn, and caring and trying to be compassionate towards the moms going into the Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
And so you sometimes, you know, I always tell everybody at the kickoff rallies and the other events, you have to be prayed up. You have to be right with God, and doing this is an act of mercy. And we want to be able to help people feel comfortable if they get approached by somebody when they're going into Planned Parenthood to know how to direct them or redirect them, you know, to a crisis pregnancy center, a pregnancy resource center, or, you know, a life-affirming doctor, or, you know, just all the other resources they have. Because when they go into Planned Parenthood, they aren't going to hear of all their options. They're just going to hear about abortion.
Yeah.
They're just going to hear about that, and there's adoption as an option. You know, I placed a son for adoption. There's, you know, resources right across the street, down the street at near SAC, and you know, there's several crisis pregnancy centers or resource centers, and so we want to redirect them there. And sometimes
Ms. Terry Herring.
Yeah, Terry Herring at Allied, where I started.
Allied and, Women's Center. Oh my goodness! Yeah.
So, you know, when people are coming to the sidewalk to pray, they want to feel a little more equipped sometimes, and so we provide that support and training and just, you know, I always tell people, you know, call me. If you're going to go out there by yourself, you need to call me and let me know so that I can be there, or somebody else can be there, and we can be in agreement in our prayer time and protecting each other, as far as, you know, just knowing that you're not alone out there. You know, I always say, yes, the Holy Spirit's with us, but we need to partner with someone as a prayer partner to be safe, you know?
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned Amy Voorhees, right?
Yes.
And you got Kermit over there working.
Yes.
And
we got Gary Kane and Thomas Damro. We've got Bob Frick. He was the last interim executive director, and he did a great job helping us to stay, on this mission. Right. And I just stepped into it because I feel called to do this at this point.
I was going to ask you why do you do what you do? Because I love what you sent me on why I do what I do.
Yes,
and I love that.
Well, why I do what I do is because, for starters, you know, people may or may not know I'm post-abortive. And so I understand that women going into Planned Parenthood who are considering abortion are often struggling. They're struggling from the life choices that they've been making and the consequences of those actions, right. You know, of those decisions. And I was one of those people, and I had two abortions, one before I went into the Navy and one when I was in the Navy. And I was young. I was trying to get away from a home of where I grew up with a lot of dysfunction and alcoholism. Right. And I wanted to do something good with my life, but I also wasn't walking with the Lord. You know, I wasn't raised in the church very much. Yes, I was, you know, raised a Catholic, but we didn't go to church, you know, so we didn't have that grounding of our faith. I just wasn't recognizing God in my life at that time. And so when I went to join the military, when I went to join the Navy, I learned that I was pregnant. And of course, I was single then. I was, you know, kind of messed up because I wasn't being taken care of at home. And the recruiters told me, go home and fix this and come back in 3 months.
Oh,
and goodness. You know, that fix it isn't as easy as it sounds.
Yeah.
My mom, in response to my telling her I was pregnant and that the recruiters told me to fix it, said, okay, it's not a baby yet anyway.
Oh, you know? No.
So she believed that lie and transferred that to me. Yeah. And I went along with it. And, you know, abortion doesn't just kill a baby. It creates more turmoil, more sadness in your life because you're killing your baby, your unborn baby. And so I was starting to realize a little bit that, you know, it was diminishing my self-worth, my dignity. And I started to feel the effects of the abortion also. Yeah. As I went in, I went ahead and I joined the Navy. I got stationed in D.C., and there I became pregnant again. And at the advice of a junior officer, I again chose abortion. But this time, you know, I was a little more self-aware. I was in my 20s, and I realized I was repeating a mistake.
Yeah.
So I chose, you know, abortion, and again, I was, you know, without any support, without a husband, without Jesus in my life. So
you were just an island out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was
sad.
And how many women are out there in the same position?
Yes. And then when I was single in the military, you know, I got told you're going to get kicked out if you have a baby because you can't have a dependent and not a spouse and all this other stuff, you know. Oh. So I thought, you know, like everybody, like other women, we don't choose to have an abortion because we want to have an abortion. It's because we feel like we don't have any other choice.
Right.
You know, a lot of times that's the truth of the matter. We're lost. Like you said, we're an island and we don't have the support. And so we go into Planned Parenthood. And so I went into Planned Parenthood and I was already feeling the effects and I was thinking about it, you know, repeating this mistake wasn't going to be good for me. But all in all, when I went in there to the D.C. Planned Parenthood, I noticed that everybody was looking at the floor, kind of shuffled in and out. Yeah. And when it got to be my turn, I was scared. You know, I was filled with fear.
I would be frightened out of my shoes.
I was very fearful. Oh. And so I noticed that the instruments on the tray table next to me when I was laying on the table were rusty and dirty looking and old. And so I nervously told the abortionist, we can't do this.
Yeah.
You know, these instruments aren't clean. And he looked at me and he told me, they're cleaner than you are.
Wow.
I was paralyzed. I was devastated.
How degrading is that?
Yes. It was very humiliating. Very humiliating. Yeah. And so I just laid there and I cried and he did the procedure, even though I had raised the issue that I didn't want to have it, you know, or that I felt... He could tell that I was fearful, but he didn't care. You know, he just wanted to do what he was getting paid
and collect the money.
Yeah, he was getting paid, so he needed to do what he needed to do. And I pray for that abortionist. I pray for all of them.
Yeah,
you know, that's kind of key to some of the things we do at the sidewalk. Is we pray for the people at the Planned Parenthood that are working there that are lost and dealing with the lies that they've been told about helping women, because we're the ones that are really helping women. Well, I'm skipping ahead, but basically, it came to I came to be for pro-life and for life after all of this had occurred and after I had suffered a lot from the abortion.
I was just, you know, thinking here. I'm listening to your story and I'm looking at your eyes and I see the sadness.
Yes. Right. Yes.
But it kind of gets me.
Yeah.
But it does get me. And I'm thinking to myself, God chose Cindy Serna.
Thank you.
And your journey, yes, which you went through to understand how to save. You lost two, but you're saving thousands. And so to be a chosen and to be chosen by God to say, I know what you went through, my yes. child, but yes. your journey is just beginning.
Yes.
And
it's
you're going.
His love and mercy.
Yes.
It's through his love and mercy. I know that I suffered a lot and I pretty much had a struggle with right and wrong and what I was doing up until I was like in my 40s already, at 41. Yeah. And that's when my best friend, Lisa Anthony, God bless her, she told me, you know, you need to go with me to Allied Women's Center, the Crisis Pregnancy Center, to help moms.
Terry Herring, there you
yep.
go. Yeah.
And I said, I can't. I can't even help myself.
Yeah.
And she was really clear and she just said, if you go help someone else, you'll help yourself.
Yeah.
And that was the best advice I ever got in my life. I mean,
it was
simple and it was filled with truth. You know,
yeah.
God uses us in so many different ways, but he also can work through us.
Yeah.
And he has used my experiences to help the women that were coming into Allied, to help the women that are going into Planned Parenthood,
right.
To help my family members and friends, you know, that know yeah. people that are considering abortion. They don't know exactly what they're dealing with. They get the lies that you're going to fix something, that you're yeah. going to make
just it. Just fix it.
You're right. And it's not a fix.
Yeah.
It's not. It's the end of a life. It's the beginning of a lot of turmoil for a woman who yeah. suffers from things like regret and side effects of drug and alcohol abuse,
right?
Psychological issues, grief, you know, that gets unresolved. And so by the grace of God, you know, at Allied, I did meet Mary Ann Parks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
she used to head up the Project Rachel
mm-hmm.
here in San Antonio. And then I also went, that was the start of my healing process. And so I
right.
also went to Rachel's Vineyard up in Dallas. There's not uh-huh. one here in San Antonio, but there's one in Dallas, one in Houston. And so that's a 4-day retreat that was just life changing.
Wow.
It was beautiful. It really wow. helped me to heal a lot of the woundedness that I had, a lot from all the trauma that I had been through.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the whole 40 years of my life was kind of traumatic at times, but yeah. by the grace of God, you know, he's loving, he's merciful, and he uses all things for good.
Yeah.
And he turned my life around, you know, it's by the grace of God. So, you know,
y'all do incredible work. And, you know, I've had Terry Herring sit right where you're at.
Yes.
And I've had Jackie Aguilar.
Yes.
And
God
you
bless
know,
them.
Yes. God bless each and every one, because you're doing this day in and day out.
Yes. Yes, thank you. We do, and it's the sidewalk, right? That's where
right.
the things are happening. That's where spiritual warfare happens. That's where life and death decisions are made,
mm-hmm.
and it's quick. It, yeah. You have to be prepared. You have to know what the resources are and where the help is, because those women going in, they're struggling with their consequences of
yeah.
their actions. They're struggling with an unplanned pregnancy, a baby that they don't know how to take care of or feel, you know, unable to take care of.
Right.
And we need to be there. You know, we need to be present. We need to be prayerful. And we just come to them in the name of peace, and we help them see the truth and know the truth and, you know.
And no judgment. I mean,
no,
you're there to, you know, help them.
Right. It's totally non-judgmental because,
yeah.
I mean, who am I to judge anyone?
Exactly. None of us.
I'm not able to do that. So so San Antonio Coalition for Life does help provide sidewalk advocates with training, and the sidewalk advocates then redirect the moms,
right.
you know, to the right places to go, to right doctors and pregnancy resource centers, and we even pray with them right then on the spot if they're open to that. You know, we have to be Jesus's hands and feet.
That's right, the vessel.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. So that's where I'm at. I know that some
Cindy.
of the listeners might be thinking, well, you know, it's not legal. It's Roe v. Wade is passed, and we don't have to be there, but we do have to be there. The sad thing is that abortion has changed a little bit. It's not changed in that you kill a baby, but you're able to get abortion pills now online or in the mail, from anywhere.
Or get on a bus to New Mexico.
Right, or get on the bus or a flight to New Mexico.
Yeah.
And so abortions are still happening, but the ones that are happening here at home are happening in their own bathrooms, you know,
the
women's own bathrooms. It's very traumatizing.
Yeah.
So, and it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous because the moms don't know how far along they are sometimes, or they, you know, just don't know what they're doing with the pills, and we want to stop them. They tend to go to the crisis pregnancy centers just to find out by ultrasound, you know, how far along they are to see if they're okay to do it. But all in all,
And they're hurting themselves.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
Not
so
just
we need
then,
to stop them.
Yeah, not just at that moment, but long term.
Yes. Yes.
Long term.
I mean, that was 40 years of stuff that I had to heal from. So,
Well, you're in the right place at the right time. And as the executive director of the San Antonio Coalition for Life, Cindy, you're doing great things over there.
Thank
Your
you
whole
so much.
Organization is doing
yes.
great things. And
I don't do it alone.
I know. And here at Guadalupe Radio, we want to support y'all. That is one of our, it is one of our pillars to protect the sanctity of life.
Thank you.
And that's exactly what we are going to do. We are doing, and we intend to keep doing, because the unborn, we have to protect them.
Yes.
We have to be right here protecting them, and I'm so happy.
Sisters in Christ.
Yeah, and we'll put out some information, but let's see. I want to give them this. Cindy at sacfl.org.
Yes.
Cindy at sacfl.org. Yes, two eyes. All right. Thank you, Cindy,
thank
for
you.
Joining us.
Thank
and I want to
so
thank
much.
Everyone out there listening. Have a very blessed week. God bless you. We love you. And we'll talk to you soon.
Christmas fills our hearts with hope, reminding us of the light that shines even in the darkest times. Wishing you a blessed Christmas from the Guadalupe Radio family.
The Guadalupe Radio Network welcomes our newest sponsor, Catholic Life Insurance. Catholic Life Insurance provides life insurance and retirement solutions. Catholic Life Insurance has served people of all backgrounds through a not-for-profit, member-owned structure rooted in faith. Their phone number is 800-262-2548 or find them online at cliu.com.
Hi, I'm Father Sam Medley of the Soul Community. I'd love for you to join me on The Quest every Monday and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern. We talk about the church, the sacraments, relationships, and how to find peace in a noisy world. Your questions and calls are always welcome. That's The Quest, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Guadalupe Radio Network, the free GRN app, and streaming on social media. I hope you'll tune in.
This is a Messy Family Minute with Mike and Alicia Hernan. A wise woman once told us, if you're going to pray with your kids, you have to play with them. Raising our family of 10 has taught us this maxim is very true. Why is this? Well, as parents, we are the first images of God for our children. St. John Paul II told us, parents' love is called to become for children the visible sign of the very love of God. In play, we are strengthening our children's sense of belonging. Your child can believe more easily God loves them because you love them. This is what play communicates.
Play helps us also remember who we really are and what we are made for, what it's like to be a child. And that childlikeness is an essential element of prayer. Getting on a child's level and being vulnerable and simple and maybe even a bit silly reminds us that it is only through humility that we can approach the Lord. To join us and hundreds of other families for our Play and Pray Challenge, visit us at messyfamilyminute.org.
Arm yourself for the daily spiritual battle. Visit St. Michael's Armory for beautiful sacramentals, recast antique medals and religious jewelry, and our exclusive sterling silver and wool round scapulars. Take up these means to strengthen your soul and arm yourself well for the battle of life. StMichaelsArmory.com. That's StMichaelsArmory.com. Spiritual armor for the battle of life.
Thanks for listening to KJMA 89.7 Floresville, San Antonio on the Guadalupe Radio Network in South Texas. Catholic radio for your soul.
Catholic radio for your soul.
Heard also streaming on grnonline.com and on your smartphone.